For McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina, this is Chris Parks, joined as always by Cassett Adair County Conservation Officer Grant Jelly with the Conservation Report. Good morning to you, Grant.
Morning, Chris.
Well, we're getting a little deeper now here into those dog days of summer. We kind of talked about that last time, how it maybe kind of slows down a little bit with some of those other outdoor activities right now. But as we get a little deeper into the summer season, there still are some folks out there trying to test their mettle on the water and doing some fishing. And those fish, of course, climb a little deeper this time of year with that hot weather changing the conditions on the lake. And so if you're going to be out there, you need to go a little deeper and also maybe think about starting to try to get those catfish. That bites a little bit better now.
Yeah, definitely. When it gets kind of hot and dry this time of the year, the nice thing about that is the fish do tend to move a little bit deeper sometimes. And I tend to see more fishing activity, especially when it's super, super hot. People tend to go out in the evenings, fish after dark, and that's when fishing for channel catfish and a lot of our local ponds and lakes can be pretty effective. And then, of course, see some people that fish on the Anishinaabeg River and some of the other tributaries as well and are going after flathead catfish. But all those species are, this is kind of the prime time of the year to be catching those. I am still hearing of some people that have been catching some bluegill and crappie, but you just have to kind of change up your tactics a little bit, go a little bit deeper, maybe fish some deeper water on some suspended brush piles or structure, and fish are still there. They still got to eat. You just got to do things a little bit differently to kind of entice a bite out of them.
Yeah, and that largemouth bite can still be there pretty good, too. You just have to pick the right times of day. If you're out there early in the morning or they're down at dusk, late in the evening, you can still get some pretty good bite going on there and maybe have some fun with some top water this time of year, too, when they start crawling back up into those shallows when it gets cooler in different parts of the day. So it still can be a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen, like you said, bass anglers. They really like that first hour or so, you know, kind of at daybreak and right before dark. You get the, especially on a real calm, still day, there's a lot of bugs and other aquatic stuff that are on the surface of the water, and yeah, throwing a little topwater chug bug or a topwater lure of any kind is really effective. I've seen people doing pretty well with topwater frogs too, and fishing kind of around lily pads and beds of lotus and doing pretty good. So yeah, there's that's the cool thing about fishing is you kind of got to be changing your tactics for the different times of the season.
Yeah. Another thing we wanted to mention here this week is it kind of relates to being out on the water, too. A lot of folks, you know, of course, will flock to some rivers and streams to go do some different recreating, whether that be kind of just wading around or doing some fishing or doing some exploring. One thing to keep in mind, though, we've seen some people maybe have the wrong idea about is you need to keep those vehicles out of those areas. So UTVs, ATVs, that's a no-go if you're going to be driving through those bodies of water.
Yep, definitely. It's kind of something that we've seen a little bit of an increase of here, I would say, all across Iowa, especially the last few years when we've had some drought-like conditions in this part of the state. But you can cross just about any bridge, and a lot of times you'll see ATV or UTV tracks that go into the water, and that is illegal. You cannot enter any navigable water with any type of motorized vehicle, whether it's ATV, UTV, dirt bike, you name it. They cannot be in the water portion itself, and if they're going to be operated on the sandbars or the adjacent banks, yeah, need to make sure that you have permission from the landowner to do that. So good to see people out there doing some riding. Like to see that sort of thing, but as always, make sure that you have your machine registered and that it's up to speed and you're following all the rules of the road and it's legal to be doing so.
Yeah, good reminders there. Also, something that we start to maybe see this time of year, certain times of day especially, is, of course, running across some wildlife in different settings. Of course, we've seen a lot of the young deer out and about running around now, and you see them sometimes along the roadways, especially in those evening hours, and also turkeys, and you start to spot some of those out there, and the DNR wants to know when you're spying those guys out there, so that's a kind of a good reminder that you can go onto the DNR's website and be able to report some of those turkey sightings.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, this is something that you don't have to be a hunter or even a turkey hunter to be able to do. If you're out and about somewhere and you happen to see a lone turkey, or even hopefully we're seeing lots of, or getting lots of reports of people seeing hen turkeys with young poults, we'd like to hear about it. So you can simply go to the DNR's website, and under the turkey hunting link, you can click on the report your turkey sighting. And I'll ask you a couple of simple questions, like, what did you see? Was it an adult gobbler? Was it a hen? Was it a single hen? Was it a hen with a brood? Those are all important things that we'd like to know. And then we'd like to know what county that you saw it in. We're not asking for, you know, particular coordinates or anybody giving away their secret honey hole. We just want to know what you're seeing out there, so it kind of gives the biologists a little bit better idea of, you know, what our turkey population is doing going into the fall. And hopefully we've had a pretty good spring this year, so we didn't get a whole lot of rain during that nesting season. And I'm seeing starting to see more and more young broods of pheasants. Just the other day I spotted a quail, a hen quail, that had her brood right there on the shoulder of Highway 71. So starting to see some of those upland game birds are really starting to be more visible with their young, especially in early morning or late evening hours. And I look forward to next month in August. All across Iowa, we'll be doing our roadside surveys for upland game birds and rabbits. So look forward to sharing that information with you as it comes available.
Yeah, so great reminders there. If you see that stuff, help them out and get those reports in. Another thing related to hunting that will be coming up here in the fall is we will have some new requirements that will be part of the deer harvesting process, and that's something that folks are going to have to kind of be aware of here this year.
Yes, so we have a new regulation that is kind of rolling out this year, and it's, I think there's kind of been some misunderstanding or misinterpretation of what the reasoning for it is. I've been reading some interesting comments on social media about why this may have come about, or there's a lot of people that have different opinions about this. But this year we're going to be asking for some more information from hunters when they do report the successful taking of a antlered buck here in Iowa. Well, you'll find that on the back of your deer tags this year, there's going to be a 7-inch ruler. And we just simply ask that when a hunter reports their deer, they're going to be asked what day it was reported on, or what day it was harvested on. And then the second new thing is they're going to be asked to take a measurement of the main beam of the deer. So basically the main beam is going to be the longest antler that has all of the points that come off of it. And we're asking, you know, for that information for a couple of different things. There's some research going on at Iowa State University that they're trying to determine, you know, what's the biggest age group that is being harvested, and that sort of thing. So there'll be more information out about it, but I believe we're looking for main beam lengths that are less than 14 inches, or if they're greater than 14 inches is going to be what the reporting questions are going to be. So again, good information that's going to be given to researchers and biologists, and this is all information that is being gathered to, you know, kind of help the deer herd in Iowa. It's not a new regulation to try and trip anyone up or get anyone in trouble, but it's, you know, as I always say in our, and we talk about this a lot in our hunter education classes, hunters are really kind of the eyes and ears of biologists. They're out there more than we are, and obviously there's way more hunters across the state than there is researchers. So any information that we can get from them is extremely important, and it's kind of a great way that hunters can help kind of contribute back to the sport that they love, and hopefully make the deer herd and other wildlife populations only stronger.
Yeah, great information. Always good to keep trying to understand those species as best we can. You mentioned Hunter Ed there in that line, and that's something that you've got coming up here in the fall for folks to do.
I do, yeah. That's something that we hope to see a lot of seats filled. And this year in Cass County, we're going to be having a class on the evening of Thursday, September 14th, and then we will finish up on that Saturday, September 16th. To register for the course, you have to go to the DNR's website, click on the Hunter Education link, and enter the information in there. You have to be at least 11 years old to attend the class. You won't become certified until you turn 12, but we hope to see as many 11 and 12-year-olds and older in the class that we can. We're going to have about 25 seats available. I think I got 5 signed up already, so please don't wait till the last minute to think about this. That's why I spend a lot of time talking about these things well in advance, because, you know, it never fails. Every year, a day or two after the class, somebody will call and ask when my next Hunter Ed class was, and I'm like, well, you just missed it. So hopefully we get a full class, and we get some people that are in there and you know, willing to learn about some of the outdoor resources that we have.
Yeah, great thing to put on the calendar. Keep in mind if you need to get that done. A couple quick dates I just want to throw at folks if they're interested in some different type of outdoor activity. Cass County Conservation is still doing their stand-up paddleboard demonstrations. They've actually got some going on this morning as we talk, but the next one's coming up. You can sign up for August 26th and September 2nd, and you can call Laura Canning there at Conservation to get signed up for that and try something new. And then also Friends of Lake Anita keep doing their Movies in the Park series. They'll be doing one tonight. They've got Lyle Crocodile on deck, so you can go out and check that out at dusk. So lots of things to do still in the outdoors, so we hope folks are doing it safely and enjoying things. Grant, we appreciate your information again here this week.
All right, we'll talk again soon, Chris. Thank you.
All right, that's Grant Jelly, Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer. I'm Chris Parks. Thanks to McCunt Specialty Firearms in Messina for another week of the Conservation Report.